you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. That was Hebrews 4, verse 12.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, September 26,
2025.
Oh, listening friend, I hope you feel prayed up. Our office manager here, Joyce Mankey, prayed for you all. She prayed over what we'll be discussing as we continue our series on looking at the importance of God's Word. Last week, we talked about the Word as our foundation. It's just fundamental to us walking with the Lord, knowing who He is, realizing His character, that He loves us. It's all recounted in His Word that's inspired. It's inerrant. It's useful to equip us for each and every day and to know Him better. And then it helps us understand who the Lord Jesus Christ is, the Savior of the world, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, today we're going to look at the power of God's Word, because many of you have maybe different translations or different ways or resources that you look at to understand God's Word. So we're going to talk about that some. But the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. So it'll reveal truth. And so we want to study it and learn it and know God better through it. And it's just not something to inform us. It's to transform us. And we'll talk about how to start reading the Bible, what translations can help, and why Scripture has the power to cut through confusion and bring clarity to our lives. Joining us in the studio, besides a room of great friends, and as mentioned, our station manager, Joyce Mankey, is Pastor Mark Johnson of Calvary Church here in Springfield. I've appreciated my relationship with him the last few years. He serves as the senior pastor at Calvary Church, as the chaplain for the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance. He always, each and every month, gives a devotional thought, and I thought, I love this guy. I love how he divides God's Word and teaches us and challenges us and brings healthy conviction. And what I mean by healthy conviction is you can learn something and then feel condemnation and feel wrong and run away from it. That condemnation is usually from the devil, because it'll force you to run away from God. Healthy, spirit-filled conviction usually will expose sin in your life or poor judgment or something you're doing wrong, but then it has you lean toward God, because He'll bring healing and hope and change, and you can confess your sins to Jesus. But that's healthy conviction. It'll always cause you to go towards God. Condemnation will have you run away from God, and that's usually from the devil. But today we're going to talk about the Word of God, and Mark, it's a passion for you. Each and every Sunday you love to preach from God's Word.
Amen. Amen. I think how we approach the Word is very, very important. And this Scripture is important. So it talks about the Bible being a living Word. Now, we live in a day where there's a debate about our Constitution. And I want to make sure that we're clear in our understanding about the difference between this. There's those in America today, judges, that believe, they're strict constitutionalists. What does the Constitution say? That's what we can do. And then there are others who want to talk about the Constitution being a living document, and it changes with society. Well, I'm telling you, if we do that, society's going to be unstable. But here the Word's talking about it being living. It's not living in that it changes with society. It is living in that it applies itself to our life exactly where we're at, moment by moment, age by age, era of life by era of life. I will find living things there that will bring conviction, truth, and direction in my life. And so the importance of the Bible is I need to be reading it all of my life, so that I see the things God wants to point out to me at every stage of my life.
And with that word living, and maybe there's some testimonies here, but what you may have read, just say John 3:16, 40 years ago, it hasn't changed, but it could mean something different to you or bring different conviction or insight or hope. And I've heard people describe it like an onion. where you peel off a portion of it and then peel off another portion, and it's living because it might speak into you something different at this point in your life or your faith journey, or bring about healthy conviction in a new area where, gosh, I never saw that before. I've read that verse 50 times and now it really speaks to you. Is that part of that living, that God's word doesn't just sit idle?
You know, absolutely. My life experience as a 15-year-old reading the Bible was one thing. My life experience now as someone in my 60s is different, and I need, and it reveals different things to me in life. What happened to me when I was 15 was very, very important. What's happening to me now is very, very important. It's all fresh. It all breathes into us. And not only does it breathe direction, but it breathes life into us that helps us sustain our faith. Our faith grows as we know the Word of God.
Yes. Liz opened up today's program reading Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and mark this ending of that verse, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Why has God made His Word so inspired in such a way that it does expose some of the things we're thinking, or maybe some of the half-truths that we are living by?
Well, think about this. We don't read the Word, Mark, for confirmation. We read the Word for transformation. And so if you're reading it for confirmation, then you're just looking for something to tell you that you're okay, that you're all right, that what you're doing is good, and you want to use it as an argument against those people who are annoying you in some way. When you read it for transformation, you're looking for, where do I need to change? How do I need to see the world? That's what it's given to us for. As we go back to the passages we've read the last couple of weeks in Timothy, where it says, this will make you complete for every good work. That's what the Word of God does in us.
Listening friend, write that down. Confirmation versus transformation. I'm thinking how many times they'll lift out portions of Scripture to support whatever their thinking is, or, you know, that one where the man should have rule over a woman or whatever, not realizing they're also supposed to die for, you know, their bride or their spouse. So sometimes people do cherry pick the word. So they're looking for confirmation for their bias or their point of view, but not really looking.
Or their manipulation.
Yeah.
You know, I want to share a testimony with you. And I've asked this man, he's a very good friend of mine, and I've asked him for permission to share this story. He and I've talked about this many times over the last years. He started coming to our church years ago, and he would tell you, his name's Stan, and many of you out there listening may know Stan from here in town. Stan started coming to our church because he put his boys in our school, and if you came to church, there was a financial break. So he started coming to church. And I remember preaching, and I would see Stan. Now, I'm telling you, your pastors, when they know whether you're getting it or not. And I would look at Stan, and he would come in just before church started. He'd leave as soon. I couldn't beat him to the back door to even talk to him. And I would think, he's not getting this at all. This isn't registering at all. And there came a time when we challenged the church to read through the Bible in a year. There's nothing magical about that. It was just a challenge for that year. And Stan that day, for some reason, heard that, walked out the back door with his wife, and said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to read through the Bible this year. I don't think she believed him, but he took that all as a challenge. And he read through the Bible that year, and he wrote in the Bible, because we encouraged him to write notes in it, underline things. He had done all of that, and it had become precious to him. And at the end of the year, as he was wrapping up the year, God spoke to him and said, give that Bible to somebody. Mm. And that was shocking to him, but he did that. And then he got a new Bible, and he did that for 8 or 10 years. He read through the Bible every year and gave it to somebody that he loved and he cared about. The Word of God transforms Stan's life. He's become one of the pillars of our church. He's become a man that everybody loves, and they look at him and see his faith, and he's an encourager, and he's a blessing. He now greets people at the front door when they come in, and he loves people. The Word of God changed his life. I wish I could, you know, my preaching was transformational in his life. It was him. The only thing that my preaching did was encourage him to read the Word. And as he read the Word, he became a different man. The Word of God is meant to change us.
Now, we talk about the Word of God being the Bible or the Holy Scriptures. But it's important also to make a distinction, because you've talked about this off air even today, about the difference between paraphrases and different versions, and some do a better job and so forth. So maybe talk about that, or we'll open this conversation to all the great friends that are here, what versions they read. But what do you recommend for somebody tuning in today that's saying, really, the Bible, isn't that archaic, old stories, fables, you know, why would I want to read that?
Well, that's what the world wants us to think. That's what the devil wants us to think, actually, is that there's nothing there. If he can keep us out of the Word, he can keep us out of the revelation of God. So, Mark, where I always start with people is get a good Bible. Well, what's a good Bible? Well, a good Bible is one that's easier for you to read. Now, there are debates between the various translations, but if you've never read the Bible, there's a lot of Bibles out there you can get that will be enticing and encouraging for you to read it. And so I'd like to hear just from some of the folks in here, what Bibles are they reading right now? Anybody?
Well, the one I've been using lately is the NIV, because it's just modern English. When you're saying, what Bible should you read? And I was thinking, well, if you are an American, read one in English.
There you go. That would help, wouldn't it?
You know,
you mean Jesus didn't speak English?
I know, isn't that shocking? But when we read this text, what's going, the Word of God is living, and I'm thinking, not only does it change us, but no matter how much you change, it's still relevant. When you start out as a kid reading it, and you get one thing out of it, and you go back 50 years later, and you read it, you read the same passage, and you get something else out of it, and it's relevant to you both times in your life and everything in between. It does adapt. It stays relevant no matter where you are. There aren't too many other books that do that, which tells me this is divine. Mm-hmm. It really is capable of seeing into your deepest secret parts and convicting you, unlike anything else.
My hard copy Bible is an NIV. It's what I've had. Somebody gave it to me as a gift back in 1985, and I've used it ever since. But I do have an application on my phone, which a lot of people have now, where I can easily switch just with a touch of a button between three or four different free versions. And I like to compare to the New King James or the English Standard Version and three or four other versions, just kind of see how each one words a particular verse.
A parallel Bible with four different versions is what I have to use.
You cover all the grounds with that.
Yeah, because if I don't get the Living Translation, there's the King James in there, there's Modern English, and there's the New Revised Standard. And so between all four of those, I don't turn the page until I've looked at all four of them, and then I just go at my own pace. And I think I'm on year three, and I'm in Luke, which I really love, and it just covers every day. It covers something that I'm dealing with, which now I just expect that, and it helps me every day.
Now, Mark, I know you're going to share a little more on the importance of getting a good translation or one that's more readable. Now, I tend to like the older version of the NIV because that's where I memorize much of my scripture. But almost always, every time I get ready to read the scripture, whether in the morning, afternoon, or at night, I always ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten my mind, to guide me, to reveal truth. And so I trust, even though I can get things wrong or have some maybe misunderstandings, I just pray, Lord, help me. Even if this isn't the best translation or a word might be not perfect, help me understand what you'd want me to glean from it. So that's maybe a prayer listening friend, that if you've never prayed before, when you pick up God's word, when you pick up the scriptures, just ask God to reveal truth to you. And if you're questioning some things, then find a good pastor or somebody that you know loves God's word and reads it, and have a ream with them. Talk it over with them. See what they understand, because God wants you to know him and his truth.
Mark, there's a lot of good versions. Used to, you could go into a Christian bookstore, and I know there's some out there someplace. I just don't quite know where they're at anymore. And you'd have this big wall of Bibles, and it would be hardback or leatherback or small or big, or small print, big print, all kinds of different things, and the different things you could get. Now you have to kind of wrestle through that online. And I would encourage anybody who's not reading the Bible right now, there's the three versions I would encourage him to look at to get started is the New King James Version, the ESV or English Standard Version, or the, as you've heard mentioned in here, the NIV. All of those are in a are put in a modern language that will help you read it. Now, I would say get a good study Bible. You can ask, just look for study Bible. And what the study Bible is going to do for you is give you notes along with the scripture. It's going to give you an introduction to the different books of the Bible. It may even have some emphasis on some subjects in the Bible that will help you understand what is being said and the fullness of what's being said as you begin. Now, I really like the Fire Bible. That's a newer version out. It's you can get it, I believe, in ESV. But the Fire Bible has like 70 or 80 articles in it that take some of the major topics of the Bible and give you some insight into them. And it has several, there's maps in there, there's all sorts of things in there. I really like the Fire Bible. I've encouraged people in our church, whatever version you're getting, try to get it in the Fire Bible if you can, because of all the help that it has to help understand the fullness of the Word. So that's kind of a place to begin.
Now, Mark, I don't know if it was you a few weeks ago or I heard it on the radio. I do listen to a lot of radio, but somebody was talking about who, like, has the red-lettered Bible. Mm. And for those of you maybe unfamiliar, it's the Word of God. It's the words that Jesus spoke. And so anywhere where Jesus spoke specifically or told a parable, it's all in red. But then they went on to say, and I don't know if it was you or somebody, but they said, really, all the Bible is red letter. It's all inspired. It's all spoken of God. It's living and it's active. And so, yes, the words of Jesus are extremely important and they're red lettered. But all the Bible is inerrant. It's immutable. It's God's word. And we should treasure it all. And when people refer to the Old Testament, I just want to be clear, that doesn't mean it's outdated, it's useless, it's old, the New Testament replaced it. The Old Testament is just as inspired and pointing to Jesus as the New Testament. And so it's all one book, one instruction manual, one love letter that God has written. He breathed the words into men, maybe men and women, but these 66 books. So it's what he wanted us to know, and he's conveyed truth to us through it. But it's all inspired, and it's one book.
It's a wonderful thing. You know, you can go to, you can get online, and you can buy a Bible. It's worth the investment. You can get a good study Bible, hardback, smaller Bible, $20 up to $80 to $100 if you want leatherback and all those other things. And it's worth an investment to do that. But if you're new at this and you want to start reading the Bible, and you have a phone, you can go on and get what's called the YouVersion, Y-O-U version. And it's absolutely free. It has about 80 different translations of the Bible in it. And it also has certain Bible studies that you can read. If you're working through loneliness, if you're working through grief, if you're working through any of those kind of issues, it gives you Bible studies that you can read through in Scripture that apply to those issues. And so that's another great place to start is a look up YouVersion. It's in your app program, and you can get that and get it absolutely free.
I have it here. In fact, my son and I, we went through all of Proverbs for 31 straight days. Now we're going through James. But it keeps track of what you read. It gives you a devotional thought, maybe a verse for the day. You can also press another portion in the app where it might give you a meditation or words to pray or application for that day. It's a useful tool. I've been using it for the last few months, many times at night. Or it can say, do you want to know a theme about God's love? Or can you trust the scripture? Or what does it mean the Bible's inspired? And then it can take you through two or three days of some lessons. And so it's a great resource, listening friend. It's one of the ways that God can use technology to further your walk with him, to his glory. If you don't have it on your app, you know, maybe when you're sitting alone, on a train or in traffic. Well, not in traffic, it's in your driving. Anyways, wherever you're at, it's a great, you have your phone with you most of the time. You can pull it out and learn from it.
You know, Mark, one of the great things about the YouVersion is that many of the versions in there, they actually have it spoken as well. So while you are driving, you can turn it on and listen to it if you want to. Sure. It's a great thing. Now, I would tell anybody listening, you don't approach the Bible the way you do most books. You don't just open up to the first page and start reading. If you do, you'll get through, the 50 chapters of Genesis pretty easily. It's a great story. You'll get through that. You get into Exodus, and the first half of it's really good. And you get kind of get, and then it gets into some detail. I mean, it dives down into some real deep, that's important things that you will learn about as you know the Bible later. So what I would say to people, a couple of places to begin. I may have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Begin in the book of James. It's in the New Testament. Read it 5 or 6 times. Then maybe go to the book of Colossians that really talks about Jesus. And these are both short books. Read it 5 or 6 times. And then maybe go to the book of Mark, which is one of the shorter Gospels, and read that 1 or 2 times. And that's going to begin to give you a foundation of things, especially if you have a study Bible that's going to teach you some things. You're going to start getting some things and getting a foundation for understanding the rest of the Bible.
Oh, listening friend, the Word of God is alive and powerful. It speaks to the heart, guides our steps, and changes our lives. Remember, we don't read the Bible for confirmation of what we already think, but for transformation into what God knows is best for us. If today's discussion stirred your heart, you can listen again at greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. And if you want to pass it on to a friend or listen to it again, stop by, right-click on the program, and you can paste it into an email. That's under the Mark and Friends tab at greatnewsradio.org and wluj.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Mark Johnson, and a room of friends with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and weekend. And remember, read God's Word day and night. You'll be blessed because you did.